All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Chapel's Corner. Now, today we will be discussing this Master P versus Monica so-called beef, okay? Now, when we last left off, we were talking about how Monica had got in touch with Lala, had a real emotional moment with her concerning C Murder, his case, the things that she thought wasn't really legit with it, and how she thought, you know, he needed help. Fine. Lala then takes this information to her friend, Kim, who she's close with, and tells Kim. And Kim, of course, I'm pretty sure ran to, Chris Jun-un. Okay. Who saw this as an opportunity? I mean, you can't deny that it's an opportunity for Kim. Okay. You cannot deny that. Even I said this is a good look for her if, you know, she can make this happen. As far as something... A case that I think a lot of people, I guess you could even say who know hip hop or know the history, would be, you know, familiar with, you know, moving forward. Not just maybe everyday people, but on a celebrity status, fine. Kim K, Chris Jun-un, everybody agrees, and then it's made announced. Okay, everybody's remembering their love, blah, 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 and everything was fine. And I was like, oh shit, all right, Mo, let's get it. You know, free your boo, all of that. And then here come Master P. A few days later, blasting Monica about this so-called help. So I said, hold up, okay? I said, wait. Let me get this straight, okay? Percy Miller, aka Master P, you're mad because somebody is trying to, one, remember your brother, two, fight for his cause, and three, potentially may have found a way, not guaranteed, okay, but it's still another door to knock on, okay? Thank God there's any doors at all, P, you know what I mean? As far as, you know, the many doors you claim to have been knocking on in the past, so-called, I think they said 19 years, right? So here you go, you got P. Bass and Monica, let me sit my black ass down for this one. I was like, because I got to see what in the hell he went and said to this girl. Also, I have a problem with every time a celebrity got beef with another celebrity, fuck this shit got to always be like on Twitter or announced publicly on social media or something like that. Do they really not know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that can just get the word out to the bitch? Because I know Master P knows people that can get the word out to my, like, why is you got to go put this all out? This is stuff, you know, you want to talk about clout chasing. Fine, one thing. But, you know, even the stuff you're saying to Monica in this blast, personal family-related things, why are you airing out this stuff out like this? And I would have thought he would have knew better, especially him being such a family, quote-unquote, family man, oink, oink, or whatever. So I pulled up this story, and I'm going to share it with you. I'm sure you all seen it, but I'm still going to share it with you now. So it says, Master P blasts Monica over C Murder release work. You're clout chasing, okay? So it said it was a 7-minute video where he pretty much addressed the fact that his brother has put his friends over his family. That's pretty much how he looks. And pretty much he feels that the efforts of the family, especially his, are going unnoticed. He said that Miller, his brother, was quick to send love to the Kardashian and his ex-girlfriend Monica, but not his family, and called him ungrateful, right? And so ever since that time, Monica clapped back. Now, when Monica clapped back, she clapped back supposedly right under this post, right? But this is pretty much him and his feelings talking about, okay, you basically putting your friends over your family, nigga. Okay, which, again, if that's how the fuck you felt, why you acting like you don't know how the fuck to get in touch with bro? Why you acting like you don't know? Whether he's in the feds or the states, if he's in the feds, they got a whole email system now. You can just email a nigga right there. It take about an hour. Get right there. Whenever they get it, they respond back. Take you about an hour. You know what I mean? If it's the state, I'm sure you're going to roll the kite. The point is somebody, you could have got word to your brother and been like, that's some foul shit that you're doing. You know what I mean? So pretty much, what was this? The fastest way that you could have thought of to address both of them? And also, why aren't you thanking me for the stuff that I've done for you? What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. When the fuck did this become about your ass? Because last time I checked, Pete, the last 19 years, your ass was out here doing fine. You was eating good. You was fucking good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you doing all kind of investments or whatever. You pretty much was pretty much okay. So when did this become about you? I pretty much thought it was a little, I think it's a little odd. I think it's a little strange, okay? Unless this person that's trying to help your brother is someone that has completely violated you or your family in the past. You know, somebody you got some real bad blood with. You know, somebody that you dead ass feel like you'd be making a deal with the devil, selling your soul type stuff, but still for your brother's sake. You know, even if it was that kind of situation, I get it. All right, I'd be like, all right, you know, I get it. But what's the problem? Like, do you really want to help your brother or don't you? All right, so here goes Monica clapping back. Monica. Well, you know, Mo came through and said, I have been respectful towards you and you have refused to do the same. You cannot speak on me because you do not know me. Monica said in the comment section of Masterpiece videos, I have only conversed with Silk. This matter is between you men. She put men in caps. Your brothers, leave me out of this because my efforts have been the same. I just didn't see the need to post it. See, this is what I said too. Cause as soon as she said that, I said, thank you, Mo. Like, I don't want to say, what are we doing here? Okay. Check the visiting lists from the parish to Angola to Hunts, or better yet, ask his children. You responded before you read. He's never not been able to hit me, my mother, or brother, and get what he needs. Focus on his freedom. Okay? Very well said. Very well said on Monica's behalf. So basically, Monica said, bitch, I don't know what the fuck you think you know about a mean bitch, but you don't know shit about a bitch, okay? Because if you was talking to anybody, even your own motherfucking brother, Silk the Shaka, oh my God, he was so cute. What is Silk looking like today? I gotta Google him. Anyway, moving forward, even if you was talking to your brother, Silk, you would have known. Hell, bitch, if you was in touch with your own nieces and nephews, that you would have known, okay? And now at this point, right, me sitting where I'm at, you got his side of the story, which really doesn't really say, I mean, he said friends, right? And he said he wasn't thanked, and he feels that the little bitch, his brother, is being ungrateful, right? But at the same time, I guess he's basically saying, I've done for you, and these people just coming in here right now at the last minute for clout. So what Monica basically clapped back and said, bitch, I don't know who the fuck, but I got receipts to prove it. She said, check the motherfucking press. Okay, that's what, right? Check the prison records. They ain't erasing them shits. Them shits going to be there forever. Truth be told, from what I heard, P ain't seen his brother in a very long time. Because most men don't run up to the jail to go check up on AP. They may send some money. They might send some girl up there with some drugs in her mouth or butt or whatever to go pass on so somebody can make some money. But most men, for the most part, like that's women you're going to mostly see running up there trying to support these men in the system. So she said, check the motherfucking visiting list, bitch. And then she said, Betty had asked his children. Now, I waited a while because, I don't know, some stories I just be feeling is just going to keep unfolding. It don't make no sense commenting on it every day if you know it's going to keep unfolding. But something told me, let me go to see murder page, because honestly, what I was really looking for was that really cute picture of them back in the day in the 90s is really what I was looking for. And I really like how he called her Moses. You know, if you understand Moses' significance in the Bible, or how he was a leader, you know what I mean, and led the children of Israel through the 40 years of wilderness, and hell, just freed them from Pharaoh. But even more than that, it's just who he stands for. So I went to his page, and when I went to his page, I noticed that there was a post recently about his daughter, but it's Monica. So I was like, oh, it's a new picture. He posted up Monica like modern day. And then Monica's wearing a shirt and then she's looking beautiful as always. And I clicked the post and it said, pretty much, this is Monica. And then he tagged his daughter, Paige. And he said, I'm working together for his daughter's line. He said, everything in this line, his daughter pretty much made and manufactured. Like, it's her own line. And Monica is helping her to pretty much promote the brand, right? So people started, I'm going over, I said, let me go to his daughter's page. Let me check this out. So now I'm going to his daughter page. I believe her name is, I'm going to tell you all right now. If you go to his page, and you see the post, it's right there anyway. Her name is Alexis Chelsea, okay? And I went to her page, and sure enough, Monica was right up there. Okay, so he says, crucial. Love everything about it and about y'all. Monica Denise and at Alexis Chelsea. All these designs were created by my daughter. Link in bio and hers at Alexis Chelsea. okay? So then I said, let me continue to go through this girl's page. Child, when I tell you I found receipts of Monica checking up on Chelsea and her siblings, some of the siblings that I guess that she haven't cut, because I don't know how many baby mothers he got, but I believe from what I know he had two kids, but you don't know what men be doing out here. Okay. Some they claim, some they don't. Okay, but from what I could tell, it was two children. But I found receipts going all the way back to her account is pretty new, about like maybe 5, 6, 7 years old. She ain't been on there that long. But I found receipts as far as 5 years back where she and Monica are together and she's saying she had a great time last night. Child, look, here it goes right here. This post, I can't remember what the date is. It says February 18th of this year. It says, always behind the scenes showing way more love and doing harder for at Trucy Murder than y'all know. And this was her talking about Monica, okay? Now, it says Monica Denise, right? Now, here's the one from February 18th, 2019. I don't know if that's the girl's birthday, but it's literally a year ago from that last post. And it said, I had fun last night at Monica Brown, and especially both of them. Then I have a post here I took a screenshot of from July 4th, 2015. It was a repost that she did from Monica's Facebook or maybe her Twitter. But it's a picture of Monica and his kids and some other children or all his kids. I don't know how none of these children is because they ain't hers. She ain't had nothing but boys. And then this picture here, which I thought was so cute, the caption. She put on gang with a blue heart under the caption. It's of her. The two kids, or he got three kids. It doesn't matter because the same three kids was in the previous picture. He must have three kids. And she said, on gang with a blue heart. And she tagged Monica. And then in the damn comments, Monica says, where you at? And Alexis Chelsea says, at Monica Brown, we just got to Arkansas getting dressed so we can be on time this time. Laugh out loud. Okay. This is all the way, and I think that was like 14. All right. So, fuck is Master P talking about? Because honestly, I just found receipts on Instagram, bitch. I don't even got the fucking prison records or visiting records from Angola to Paris or whatever, or half the fucking facilities that she done traveled to all these motherfucking years. But I done told y'all that She Should Have Known Better was a song written for him. That she was gonna leave aside and all this other stuff. What you gonna write a song so you should know better if you had dip? This why when he was in the when he was over there talking, when he was over there talking that, you know, I was the first phone call in 19 years. Now, bruh, unless they kept you on some kind of phone restriction for 19 years, I ain't buying that you ain't talk to Monica and no motherfucker. I told you, whatever men she was with, they had to understand, me and C is for life, okay? I'm always going to be checking up on his babies, yo, and I'm going on visits, yo, and I'm sending him pictures, but of my face. But just chill because I'm always going to be there and shut up and you're still my man or whatever. And half these niggas she was acting the fuck up anyway. But whatever. Like, all right. So, but are we rooting for like Monica C. Murder get back together when she comes home? Can I see like a Brady Bunch thing happen? Absolutely. Because I have a feeling that it's possible. Hey, well, she knows she has kids. I don't know if she met his. He actually met the kids, but she clearly is close with his. Could they do the Brady Bunch thing? Yeah. My whole thing is like, would he be the same person? People change, especially when they go to jail. So, all right, let's see. Yep. This is it. I'm just reading the. Oh, right. So there's more with this story. We have her clapping back. I told you I just found receipts just on Instagram alone. I know Monica ain't lying. You know, this is stuff you can. Now, the thing with Master P that reminds me of stuff of like, and I'm sure if anybody ever had somebody in the system, whether it was a friend, a boyfriend, I don't know how many men would have a woman in the system or what have you, and you supported them in any type of way, whether it was visits, just talked to them on the phone, kept the phone on, whatever. I think we all know, especially I know, that it's not a lot of times that family come through. Man, I don't know why. Sometimes, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've seen family not come through for all the right reasons, and then I've seen family not come through for all the wrong reasons. Like, they just simply didn't, just don't care to. You know what I mean? I know people who did 15 years, and their family would go see them, or their mother and their sister would go see them only once a year on their birthday. Every time they would go, they would make sure they looked disheveled. Dead ass. You think I'm lying? They would look disheveled. Like, make sure they just don't put themselves together. On social media, you catching them, they are so fly. They going here. They're at this resort. They're at this conference. They're in Dubai. They're doing this. Let them call and ask for $25. Oh, we're hold so hard up right now. It's dead ass is a lie. I mean, I don't want to say nobody in the hood will tell you that, because it's how you gonna tell somebody your family dead ass shit on you? They doing all of this right here. They just bought a new car. They bought two new cars. They don't have $25 in damn near a year. And then when they come, they hardly feed you in the vending machine, because same thing. Oh, it costs all this money to come out here. That's why we don't come out here that often. And it's so much as, all right, you don't want to be burdened with it. I get it. But you're trying to do the right thing. But at the same time, it's like, you just like, are you here? And guess what? The person in there, I don't want to say they're so mentally abused, but hell, who told you to go there? Nobody. You did some fuck shit. You went to jail. Yeah. But the person there got to deal with this half-assed love because they ain't got shit else. Okay, and then I seen people who've been there. I seen mothers who's there, right or wrong. I'm there. You know what I'm saying? I see mothers that's been there for their sons every weekend, if they can. You know what I'm saying? Bring food in the state if they can. Send everything that they possibly can. Okay, fine. It doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. You don't want them in the system, but at the same time, you ain't gonna leave them there. You know they're a black man in the damn system. Okay. And then I've seen people who have been there for their sons a dozen times or whoever. But guess what? They're fed the fuck up. Yes, there are some families that just know better than you do. Maybe this is your first time dealing with that person in that situation. So they know better than you do that you just got to learn your way. That this motherfucker is a manipulator, a user. You know what I'm trying to say? And it's just like not trying to get their life in order. Like, I'm tired of helping. I've had met some people. Like, I was only one man I dated where his family was really like that. Everybody else's person just didn't give a fuck, or they had a decent family who cared enough. They was either just God-fearing and cared enough. I'm not going to leave you. Even the Bible say, make sure to check on the damn people and just check on them. Don't leave them for dead. So my point is with Master P, my whole thing is what is it really about? Because I think you really do know that Monica was doing stuff. I think you just mad that you probably about to get exposed now. And guess what? Since that has come out, he has been exposed. Because Master P family now coming out talking about he ain't shit. It said right here, Master P's family exposed him. Show receipts that prove that he is a deadbeat. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. When I first heard this, it was this, I wouldn't say, all right, I heard this and it was hard to believe, because the image that Master P presents to the public all of these years, over a few decades, which is pretty much the family man who provides and who loves his and who, you know, wants his kids to do well. I mean, look at how he did little Romeo, talking about, you know, whatever. Okay, but what family or most people ain't running around here with a mask on trying to portray one image, and then behind the scenes, there's something else, okay? But when your family, you know, everybody family know family better than any fucking thing. That's why I said if C ain't shouting you out publicly, it could be a reason for that, especially a nigga in jail. Nigga in jail and give you no shout out right now. It ain't don't mean that you wasn't doing shit in the beginning, but it's been 19 years. It's a lot of shit you probably was doing before. It don't change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my brother better than you know my brother type shit. Or, you know, I know my mother better than you know my mother type stuff. Family knows family better. So it says right now, other than feuding with celebrities like Monica and Kim, families of Master P are voicing their opinion about the mogul, and what they have to say is not good. According to family members who are putting Master P on blast, the rap mogul has not been supportive of other members of the Miller family. They claim that Master P let his mother and father rot in poverty while he was living a millionaire lifestyle. Then it says below, somebody said Master P is a Master P post that somebody reposted. I guess this is the family member. It says, Master P says, I put my trust in God. This is my angel, the lady that put the house up for my brother the first time he went to jail. Then underneath it, the person put, you wouldn't even pay for the $700 dress Big Mama was buried in, and you only visited her once in the hospital. Stop it. She died down here poor with us. Okay? This what the person said. You know, family gonna expose your fucking ass. If ain't no family know when you ain't shit. We know. I mean, we might be like, you ain't shit, but you still my people. You my uncle. I mean, you had to be a really ain't shit, had just something violated for me to cut you off, family. But, you know, maybe distance your ass and see you at Thanksgiving if we show up or whatever. But, you know, then it says right here, at Master P, you wouldn't even take Big Mama's calls. You'd call back days later and told the rest of the family not to answer Corey's calls. And this is the same girl, I think, with a picture of Big Mama. Big Mama was at her graduation. Same girl said, fuck Master P, Percy Miller, and any other bandwagon hoppers that's straight from the Miller family. Where the fuck have you been while we selling socks and making petitions to support Corey because you wanted nothing to do with him? You wanted nothing to do with Corey. Corey Miller, Seek Murder. My mama been back and forth for years making the call, sending money and going on visits. Y'all waited for the media's attention to take family, to take care of family. Don't rock like that. You was gonna let him, don't rock like that. You was gonna let him rot. She said, plus your own father, Percy Sr., house caught fire and the city almost condemned it because you wouldn't fix it. He was living on one side while the other side was still burnt and falling apart at Master P. Said Master P 53 is a rapper, actor, record producer for Lent. Fucked out of here. Did you see this? The shit they put. But people know you. When you die, you automatically graduate to sainthood. I don't know what that shit is about. That's why some people just come by and be like, yeah, he dead. The motherfucker wasn't. Some people know you wasn't shit. I mean, you was a bad person. You was a bad person. Okay? And the story gets deeper than that, but man, this is supposed to be the real P, you know? You gotta listen, when family starts talking, come on. I don't give a fuck if you ain't give everybody in the fucking family no damn money. Your mother and your father, though, you going to hell. Yo, dog, that's grease as fuck. But you a parent now. And you mom, no father, come on. If the receipts are right there, you don't look out for your brother. I've had plenty of people go through the system. Their own brothers don't be there. I know people who had twin brothers. Their own some brothers don't be there. Fuck a damn call. Fuck a come. They're just not there. Fuck a 20. That's 5, 10. And you go and say, why somebody got to take care of them? They went to jail. If they got 3 hots in the gear, that's fine. But you ain't got to leave nobody there to fucking rot. God damn. You do not have anybody there to rot. You at least pick up a phone one day for 10 minutes and just be like, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Do you need me to deliver a message? Little things, the littlest shit count. Send a card on a fucking birthday. Some people don't even buy a stamp. It's so cheap. Oh, well, child, they going up now. They might be even 75 cents. Doesn't matter. Let's get an envelope. Go to the post office. Put a card in the mail. No cost, but like $5, $6 on total. But the card, ship it off. Make somebody day. People don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the world done already programmed. You just put them away. And a lot of people do their family dirty. And then lastly, you got C Murder's family to Monica and Kim. Oh, God. This shit is so messy. Keep that killer in prison. Okay? So that I always said that. Why, yeah, everybody's going back and forth about C Murder and these people's going back about C Murder. You still have a victim's family that still have to keep living. This is still ain't, I mean, they had some justice, but now y'all over trying to free the killer. You can free him, but they don't. They believe he did it. C Murder does have a violent past. He's a very, I guess he was an impulsive person, especially with shooting. He can get very trigger happy. Some people say, well, even if he didn't do it this time and he's innocent and something was done funny, it could just be karma, you know, for the things that he's done in the past. Maybe he doesn't deserve to be in jail for this, but could it just be that karma has caught up to him where it's just like you do deserve to be in jail for something, okay? But it says, while some Z-Murder celebrity friends are being heard on the issue, not many are talking about the victim in the homicide, a 16-year-old boy. Multiple members of the 16-year-old victim have reached out to MTL News and have asked, well, this is MTL Media Takeout, for their voices to be heard. They claim that Z-Murder is a killer who really murdered their family member, a teenage boy. And they asked MTL News to objectively tell the story of what happened to the victim. They said the victim was Steve Thomas, a 16-year-old high school student whose favorite artist was C. Murder. Steve heard that C. Murder was performing a show near him in Harvey, Louisiana, so he bartered an older friend's ID so he could get in the club. Steve told his parents he was going to a movie, and he headed to the Platinum Club with gold foil wrapped around his teeth, a fake grill to look cool. When he got in, he saw his idol C. Murder. The teenage boy was so excited that he tried to get close to C. Murder to shake his hand and talk. Big mistake. And it just went on to say that some people said that the entourage started to beat him up first. 15 people. And the rap star himself was landing many blows. A shot rang out. And after the shot, they heard Miller. They didn't see Miller, but they heard some people. Whoever made this statement said that they heard him say, "Do you know who the fuck I am?" And people ran after the gunshot was fired. He was found guilty of the crime, and that was it. So, you know, I think you have that there, you know? They want the killer in prison. You know, and this is where we are with all of this. So I personally, like I said, you can free your people as well if you want to, because you might, but you know, if wrong is wrong. Wrong is wrong. I said that. I said I'm the type of person, I say free my peoples too, but I know that my peoples ain't shit. And I'm the first one to say that my peoples is guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never going to sit up there and try to sell myself a dream and be like, free my nigga. Free my niggas if they've been in there too long. But when y'all come out, please do right. You know what I mean? But if you did it, you did it. Thank God my people, I don't violent people, murders, pedophiles, rapists. We talking about drugs, you know, stuff like that. Dumb decisions. Being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? That now just took life away from you and time away from your children. Stuff like that. That's what I'm talking about. I want them to learn, but I don't sit there and talk about some free my nigga and they ain't shit. You understand? So, on that note, child, what's going on? I'm going to keep monitoring the story. I love you all very much. Stay safe. Stay sucker free. Like I say all the time. I really mean that shit. And I'll see you all next time here on Chapel's Corner. Mwah.